The art of living is more like wrestling than dancing. Marcus Aurelius. Hello, my fellow Stoics, and thank you for listening into today's episode. Anger is one of the hardest passions to manage. One reason it's so hard to handle is that it rushes on you and grabs your attention very quickly. And also, it's an incredibly sticky emotion. Much like sadness, it can also be a very sticky emotion. And when Epictetus says that an insult, which can cause anger, isn't an outrage, but your angry reaction to it is, Epictetus is applying one of the Stoic doctrines, or should I say the discipline of desire, which uses the virtue of practical wisdom, the one that tells us what is truly good and what is truly bad for us. Insults appear to be truly bad, but they are not really that bad. I mean, there's the telltale, the old saying, really. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a very silly way to say it nowadays, you know. It's something that the kids would say on the playground. But it still works. I mean, even as an adult, we have to recognize that at the end of the day, it's just words that are being spewed at us, you know. And does a word or an insult, should that really force you to be angry? I mean, that makes me also think of the famous quote, I believe, by Epictetus, which goes, you know, the person that can control your emotions becomes your master. So we have to recognize that we are in control of our emotions. And Stoicism offers a way to actually help us understand where that control comes into play, which is testing your mental impressions. And we've discussed this constantly on the podcast as well. Constantly addressing those things that come to us, that life moves through us, and constantly questioning those impressions if we're feeling something negatively or even positively, whether that be your desires. If it's an incredibly positive experience, you should fear that it could become an obsession. Or, you know, if something negative happens to you, we also have to check that response, that impression about us. Now, in a lot of ways, sometimes we can feel like anger is a righteous thing as well. There's such a thing as righteous anger in response to insults, which appear to be truly good, but it actually isn't. I mean, whenever we talk about anger from a Stoic perspective, even with students of philosophy, we find an incredible amount of resistance to this approach, which is, you know, the approach being finding a way to test that mental impression and avoid it. Some Stoics would say use humor or turn the blind eye, you know. And that being said, there is a righteous anger that sometimes people feel. In a way, people want to be angry. They feel entitled to it. But even modern psychologists also agree with the Stoics and have argued that anger is just not good for us. And reacting properly to injustice doesn't require us to actually be angry. It can really instead be courage instead of being angry. You can be a courageous individual to stop injustice, to stand up for yourself, to stand up for others, but you don't need to be angry about it. You can be calm. You can be wise. You can be just still. Because that's the problem with anger. It blinds us. It blinds us from being able to form an appropriate response. It's a passion in the Stoics' mindset, and passions are incredibly difficult to control, since it makes us prone to act rashly, often disproportionately. Epictetus's approach is a classic cognitive behavioral therapy, which is, know that it is your own thought that has angered you. The second thing that he says is to implement any number of techniques to alter your behavior, which mostly means whatever will allow you to gain time to recover your composure. So he would say, count to 20, mentally run through the alphabet, take deep breaths, excuse yourself to the restroom, go on a walk around the block, or, as I've said, use humor. These are the ways that the Stoics can help us test those mental impressions. Because oftentimes, like we said, anger is a very hard passion to manage. Because once it grips you, it's often sticky. So the Stoics often say, pause when you're angry, delay when you're angry, use some of these techniques. Also, tell yourself that it is yourself who is angering you over what is being said, not necessarily them like telling you to be angry, or like they didn't make you angry, you made yourself angry. There's going to be insults, there's going to be things that people say that are rude. There will always be somebody who says something that is unsavory. That will exist. That will forever exist. And that is never going to go away. That is the reality of the world. Everybody's going to have their opinions. Everybody's going to have a thought. Everybody's going to have something to say. And sometimes people are going to put pointed things at you as well. But that doesn't mean that you have to get angry over it. You can react righteously and justly in a virtuous way. But you first have to control the anger. You first have to understand that anger is not a worthy pursuit. You can act justly while being calm. You can act justly while being courageous and brave, but you don't need to be angry. And so since anger is such a quick experience, it's best for the Stoic response to be delay, delay, delay. So my fellow Stoics, I encourage all of you to understand the things that cause you to be angry, first and foremost, and secondly, to understand when and how you become angry. So try to understand the sensations that come up. Try to recognize when you are becoming angry, why you're becoming angry, and know that it is you that is responding in an angry way. But anger is not necessary. And in order to control that anger, employ one of the techniques to alter your behavior. If you need to count to 20, if you need to count your fingers, count the alphabet, go on a walk, pause the conversation, excuse yourself away from the situation, whatever it may be, you as a Stoic understand that the best way to solve issues, situations, and circumstances is not through anger, even if it is, you know, completely justified to be angry. That being, if you are treated unjustly, but again, you can ensure that things are done properly without anger. You can seek an apology without anger. You can seek some sort of redemption from them without anger. because anger forces us to act rashly at times and disproportionately and in a disproportionate manner. And it also forces us to react quickly without a second thought. We have to make sure that we are being virtuous even when we are angry. When we feel angry, we can still control the anger. We can choose to not be angry and be instead virtuous. So we can know that even though I am angry, I can still choose to be just in this moment. I can still choose to treat you with respect and be courageous in that I demand apology, or that I can excuse and be compassionate towards somebody who doesn't know right from wrong. Otherwise, pity them because they're making a logical error that they don't know they're making. Whatever the case may be, anger will always make it worse, not only for them, but also for you. So again, my fellow Stoics, I encourage you all to understand where your anger comes from. Why does it come up? What are some of the telltale signs of you getting angry? And what are the things that you can do to adjust and alter that behavior so you can be a virtuous Stoic?